Redmond, Rick Riley's story about Trump cheating at golf is completely unbelievable. By Daniel Redmond on May 10, 2019. Trump derangement took another fascinating turn on Friday, as details of President Trump's victory over the current Trump International Golf Club champion have been leaked to the press. Who leaked the supposed details of Trump's triumph? That would be preening, liberal sports writer Rick Riley, formerly of Sports Illustrated, and author of the recently released book, Commander in Cheat, How Golf Explains Trump, which goes into depth on Trump's alleged history of cheating at golf. The only problem with Riley's story about Trump's championship match is that the facts he uses to prove his story that Trump is a cheater and a phony are not facts at all. But first, what is the story? It goes like this. While the president was meeting with Kim Jong-un in an effort to bring peace to the Korean Peninsula, Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach was having its annual club championship. It was won by a man named Ted Virtue. Well, not long after, Trump saw Ted at the club and told him, "Congrats on winning the club championship, but you didn't really win it because I was out of town." Long story short, Trump challenges him to a match for the title of club champion. Trump beats Virtue, there's a headline, but is gracious enough to offer Ted the title of co-club champion. These facts are not in doubt. So what are the made-up details? Well, here's where it gets interesting. This is Riley's retelling of the story in an interview with Vox. Virtue, who wouldn't speak to me directly, but the story was reported by Golf.com and I confirmed it through two other members of the club, was playing with his kid, who I think is 10 or 11 years old. He, Trump, sees Ted on the ninth hole and decides to drive his cart over there. He tells Ted, "Congrats on winning the club championship, but you didn't really win it because I was out of town." Ted tries to laugh it off, but Trump is dead serious. Trump says, "We are going to play these last six holes for the championship." And Ted's like, "I'm playing with my son, but thanks anyway." But Trump says, "No, your son can play too." So they end up playing. They get to a hole with a big bond on it. Both Ted and his son hit the ball on the green, and Trump hits his in the water. By the time they get to the hole, Trump is lining up the kid's ball. Only now it's his ball and the caddy has switched it. The kid's like, "Daddy, that's my ball." Trump makes that putt, wins one up, and declares himself the club champion. Okay, where to start? First and foremost, Edge Willingham of Forbes Science has pointed out that Ted Virtue's youngest son is 25 years old. Not 11, as Riley indicated to Vox. Not many 25-year-olds call their fathers daddy. At least I hope that's the case. Riley eventually took to Twitter to address the issue. Also, mistaking an 11-year-old for a 14-year-old is a weird, but excusable mistake. Mistaking an 11-year-old for a 25-year-old is something no sane person could, or would do. It wouldn't likely be a mistake two unnamed sources at Trump International would make, especially since there's a good chance they would know or be familiar with Virtue and his son. And it wouldn't be a mistake that a trained journalist of 30-plus years, like Rick Riley, would make. A fact which leads us to question whether the mistake regarding the age of Virtue's son was really a mistake at all? The headline-grabbing quote in Riley's piece is when Virtue's man-child turns to him, presumable with tear-filled eyes, and says, "Daddy, that's my ball." That's a great quote. Yet, that quote doesn't really work if Virtue's son has a neckbeard and a 401k. So, does Riley mean for us to believe a 25-year-old man actually uttered those words? Or, perhaps sensing he needed this story to be far more juicy in order to really sell those books, did Riley knowingly lie about the age of Virtue's son so he could make his money quote work? Moreover, since Riley has admitted that Virtue's son is not 11, and as such, highly unlikely to have referred to his father as daddy, is Riley prepared to disavow the quote? Or, are we headed towards a literary Dan Rather George W. Bush scenario where the facts don't match the claim, but we still act like the claim is true because a liberal really, really wants it to be true? Anyway, that isn't the only thing that doesn't make sense in Riley's story. So, Trump saw Virtue on the ninth hole and then said, "We are playing the last six holes for the championship." What last six holes? You're on the ninth hole, you have 10 more holes to play to complete the round. Why would Trump want to end a match on the 14th hole? That makes no sense. It's almost as if the story is completely made up. But for the sake of argument, let's go with it. What does Ted Virtue say happened? Virtue, as his name indicates, seems like a good guy. He hasn't said anything. I wonder why Virtue didn't speak to Riley? Is it because he doesn't want to talk to a charlatan? But Riley says confirmed it through two other members of the club. Did they see it? Did Virtue tell them? It's a big club. Who are these people? Can we get a name? You wouldn't be so desperate to sell a book that you couldn't be bothered to do basic journalism now, would you, Rick? Both Ted and his son hit the ball on the green, and Trump hits his in the water. By the time they get to the hole, Trump is lining up the kid's ball. Only now it's his ball and the caddy has switched it. Did Trump morph into Mr. Burns of The Simpsons? Was Smithers his caddy? Did anybody notice his caddy sprinting toward the green? Weren't they all in carts? Do you realize how insane this sounds? Why do you insult your reader's intelligence, Rick? At Breitbart, Riley's tale about sprinting caddies, non-existent pawns, and precedentially humiliated man-children was greeted with instant skepticism. Not because of any partiality towards President Trump, but more so because Riley's story is literally insane. And, as of this writing, not corroborated by anyone willing to go on the record. However, Riley did make a valiant and fatally flawed attempt at getting corroboration for H.S. story. After Vox's Sean Illing asked him for the most outrageous cheating story he'd heard about Trump. Which is the question that led Riley to tell the tale about Trump and the imaginary 11-year-old. Riley says that Golf.com also reported the story about Trump cheating in his match against Virtue. Only problem with that? Nowhere, and I mean nowhere in Golf.com's article about Trump's match with Virtue, does it mention the president cheating. Meaning, obviously, that Golf.com most certainly did not report the story that Riley is telling. So, not only did Riley either lie or mischaracterize the details of the age of Virtue's son to Vox, he also fraudulently claimed that Golf.com backed him up on it. That is some next-level stuff there. It also makes it official that Riley's two unnamed sources are the only ones he can claim for the verification of this tale. However, despite the insanity of the story, the anti-Trumpers ran wild with Riley's factually challenged tale. Several liberal and left-leaning outlets excitedly reported Riley's easily disprovable story. And of course, patient zero for this clear case of Trump derangement syndrome. Lachlan Markey of the Daily Beast said he was absolutely dumbfounded. Brandon Nyhan, a contributor to the New York Times, linked to the Vox interview with the smirky real headlines about the President of the United States. Aaron Ruper of Vox amplified Illing's interview with Riley and never bothered to correct when new information came forward about the age of Virtue's son. Vox's Sean Illing tweeted as sad about Riley's chicanery. And explain he should. For spreading obvious lies about his golf game, Rick Riley needs to immediately apologize to the Commander-in-Chief. Dan Redmond can be found on Twitter at DanFromDK.